The Essentia Health logo appears, consisting of three leaves in a circle. Text, Essentia Health. Here with you. Children's surgery at St. Mary's Children's Hospital. A young girl, Haley with long brown hair, carries a pink teddy bear as she walks through the automatic doors with her mother. Wearing colorful pajamas, she colors pictures with crayons. She rides a tricycle and pushes buttons on a television. She lays in a hospital bed, while her mother and medical staff in blue scrubs stand next to her.
Hi, my name is Haley. Today my mom is bringing me in for surgery at St. Mary's Children's Hospital. You can follow along, so if you ever need surgery, you'll know exactly what to expect.
Text, checking in. Haley and her mother walk into an office, where a woman sits behind a computer wearing a pink sweater and purple scarf. Behind her on the wall are many paper files.
My mom says we're right on time. The first thing we're going to do is check in on the third floor.
Haley and her mom look at the bracelet and smile. They exit an elevator to a hallway of the hospital. Sign, St. Mary's Children's Hospital. They approach a woman behind a desk who is wearing purple scrubs and a stethoscope.
This is where I'll get a plastic bracelet with my name and birthday on it, so everyone knows who I am. Today, I'm kind of a big deal.
Haley and her mom look at the bracelet and smile. They exit an elevator to a hallway of the hospital. Sign, St. Mary's Children's Hospital. They approach a woman behind a desk who is wearing purple scrubs and a stethoscope.
Next, we take a ride on the elevator to the 8th floor and let nurses know we're here.
Text, getting ready. Haley, her mom, and the woman in purple scrubs walk into a hospital room with an armchair, hospital bed with an electronic screen next to it, and a window. Haley sits on the bed holding the pink teddy bear.
Now, we're heading to the coolest room in the entire hospital. This room, and on surgery day, it's my room.
Haley, are you ready?
Her mom pulls back the curtain around the bed. Haley sits in colorful hospital pajamas.
Look at me, mom!
You look great.
Before we get started, I get to change into these cool hospital pajamas. Today, mine have tigers on them.
She and her mom high-five. A nurse wearing blue floral scrubs enters the room and checks Haley's pulse. The nurse weighs her on a scale, measures her height, and takes her temperature with a thermometer in her mouth.
In my room, a nurse will check my vitals. That's fancy hospital talk for making sure I'm ready for surgery. She checks my weight, height, and temperature. She also checks my blood pressure with a machine that gives my arm a little squeeze.
A nurse in purple scrubs and glasses stands at the computer screen next to the bed and speaks to Haley and her mom.
In my room, I get to meet a lot of new people. This nurse asks me and my mom important questions. She makes sure I have not eaten or had anything to drink this morning. She puts all of our answers into the computer.
A woman in a gray shirt crouches next to the hospital bed and talks to Haley while showing her a small screen.
Next, I meet a child life specialist. She tells us all about what's going to happen today. She answers our questions, shows me pictures, and lets me touch some of the medical equipment. This stuff is really cool.
She holds a plastic face mask over her mouth and nose.
This is like the mask I'll wear in surgery to help me fall asleep.
The woman holds three colorful lip balms.
She even lets me pick out a yummy smelling lip balm that we rub inside the mask to help the mask smell better.
Haley and her mom color pictures using crayons on the tray next to the hospital bed.
Sometimes you have to wait a little bit to go into surgery. Luckily, there are lots of fun things to do while you wait. You can color, watch TV, or go into the playroom.
She sits on a tricycle in a room full of toys. She pushes buttons on a television. Text, before surgery. Haley lays in a hospital bed with railings on both sides, while a nurse in blue scrubs with a pink cap pushes her down the hallway. Her mom walks next to her.
When it's time for surgery, a nurse comes to get me and my mom. She gives me a ride on this cool bed with wheels all the way down to surgery. Like I said before, today, I'm a pretty big deal.
A doctor in a white lab coat enters the pre-op room, where Haley lays in the bed with her mom next to her.
In the pre-op room, I get to meet with my doctor. She makes sure my mom and I don't have any questions before surgery. Next, I meet the nurses that will help me with my surgery. One nurse will stay right by my side the whole time during surgery.
Two nurses in dark blue scrubs enter and talk to Haley.
Now, we meet the anesthesia care team.
Two anesthesia team members in dark blue scrubs and caps.
These are the people that will give me sleepy medicine.
One of them places a stethoscope on Haley's chest.
They'll use a stethoscope to listen to my heart and have me open my mouth real wide to make sure I'm looking good for surgery.
She opens her mouth wide.
I'm not really tired right now, but they talked to me about a special mask that will help me fall asleep when it's time for surgery. Then I show them which lip balm I picked out to put on the mask.
She rubs the orange lip balm inside of the plastic mask. An older girl sits in a hospital bed wearing light blue pajamas with her mother holding her hand. A nurse in dark blue scrubs and cap sits next to the bed and holds the IV needle.
If I was a little older, the doctors might want me to get the sleepy medicine through an IV. An IV is a poke that leaves a tiny straw in my vein. It kind of feels like a pinch when it goes in.
The anesthesiologist talks to Haley.
I was nervous about going into surgery alone, so I asked my doctor and my anesthesiologist if my mom could come into the operating room with me. They said yes, but first...
The mom pulls back a curtain and is wearing light blue scrubs and cap.
Ta-da! Do you like it?
She had to put on a bunny suit so she doesn't bring germs into surgery. Mom looks funny. I wish I could take a picture. You can ask your doctor and anesthesiologist if your mom or dad can come back into surgery with you too.
Text, surgery. Nurses wearing blue scrubs and masks wheel Haley's bed through a corridor. She wears pajamas and a blue hat and has her teddy bear.
When it's time for surgery, my surgery team gives me a ride into the operating room.
She waves to the hospital team.
Everyone's wearing hospital clothes, hats, and masks to make sure everything stays clean. It makes me feel better knowing my nurse will be right by my side during surgery.
A member of the surgery team places stickers on Haley.
My surgery team puts stickers on my chest and belly so they can watch my heartbeat while I sleep.
She tapes a sensor around Haley's finger.
They also put a sticker on my finger that tells the doctors how well I'm breathing.
She straps a blood pressure cuff around Haley's upper arm.
Then they put a blood pressure cuff on my arm. It gives my arm a little squeeze when it starts working.
A nurse holds Haley's hand while the anesthesiologist speaks to her and demonstrates the breathing mask on the teddy bear.
The anesthesiologist shows me one more time how the sleepy medicine works with the mask. And once I'm ready, they put the mask on me and I start to get very sleepy.
The mask lowers down, fade to black. Text, after surgery, Haley wakes up in a hospital bed, leaning on her teddy bear.
And just like that, surgery is over, and I wake up in the recovery room.
A nurse in blue scrubs and glasses stands next to Haley.
There are a lot of computers in the room, and even other people who just had surgery. I still have the stickers on, and I will still have an IV in my arm.
The IV is still inserted in Haley's hand with a tube leading out.
Remember, this is a small straw to help give you medicine. If you're not feeling good after surgery, it's okay to tell the nurse. She might be able to give you something to help make you feel better.
A nurse wheels Haley's bed down a corridor. Her mom sits on her bed and tucks her in.
After just a little bit of time in the recovery room, my nurse gives me a ride on my bed back to my room where my mom is waiting for me. Then I can have some juice or even a popsicle if I want.
She eats an orange popsicle. Text, going home. A nurse in light blue scrubs pushes Haley in a wheelchair while her mom walks beside them.
Some kids have to spend the night after surgery, but my nurse says I get to go home today. When it's time to leave, a nurse gives me a ride in a wheelchair to my car.
Shots of Haley testing the breathing mask, being wheeled in her bed, speaking to a nurse, and waving in the backseat of a car.
Well, that's it. That's all there is to having surgery at St. Mary's Children's Hospital. Thanks for coming with me today. Bye.
Text, this project was made possible through generous donations to the Essentia Health Foundation. The Essentia Health logo appears, consisting of three leaves in a circle. Text, Essentia Health. Here with you.